I'm here at Chains Beach with third generation fisherman Dumpy Wheatcroft. There are no fish biting today, so we're sitting on the deck of his beach hut and waiting for the salmon to come in. Dumpy, how long have you been coming to Chains?
Basically all my life. My grandfather and father first came here just after the Second World War and started the salmon fishing industry off, or part of the South Coast as it got going. There was a fair bit of government money put into canneries on the South Coast in those days as resettlement for the war service soldiers, and that's how it sort of got started.
Can you explain where we are now?
Oh, we're about 200 metres from the waterfront, and basically it's a little house that grandfather built just after when they first came here, just after the war. And we stay here for 2 to 3 months each year. Bit of a family tradition. Spend the weekends at the beach for Easter on the weekends. That happens all along the south coast. Not so much now that the salmon industry's slowed down dramatically to what it was, but yeah, still happens.
Dumpy, what changes have you seen in the salmon industry?
Well, basically since the collapse of the canning industry in Australia, there's no market, so the market now is only about a tenth of what it was 30 years ago.
Is there much of a community down here of families continuing the tradition?
There's about 6 or 7 families that more or less spend their time here. Not so much now. A lot of them can't justify the time to spend here because of the low tonnage, no dollars and cents, so they don't come.
Will you continue doing this for as long as you can?
Well, I'm getting a bit old now. I haven't got much time left, but yeah, I'll be here till I go. Yep.
What's special about being a fisherman?
A lifestyle. it's just the lifestyle. No fish today, so we have a bit of a goof off, do some of your chores. Might be full on all day tomorrow, and that's the way it is.